106 and 40 seconds. Thanks for joining us on the Tim Russell Show, sunny and 55 right now. Well, we're going to chat with Mort Krim in just a couple of minutes. So Mort Krim is a name you may have remembered from his years as a permanent replacement for Paul Harvey.
Good day.
That must be big shoes to follow, Jeff McKinney. An iconoclast.
Rather odd ones, too.
Paul Harvey with his distinctive style, but Mort pulled it off. Did a fine
job. So exactly how long is the pause between the last sentence and the good day?
4.3 seconds.
It's something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's exact.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
That's about it.
4.3 seconds.
Just as you're reaching for the dial.
That's right. Jeff McKinney will have the news for us in a moment. Then we'll chat with Mort Krim about his syndicated series, Second Thoughts. It's heard on hundreds of stations around the country. And it's put in book form now, and he's got some nice anecdotes about how we can look at the glasses half full. 107, 55 degrees. Here's Jeff McKinney with our WCCO radio news.
All right, Tim, thank you. And the news is sponsored by Metro Sales, 10 years in prison. That's the sentence a Hennepin District judge imposed on John Jones for the suffocation death of his 5-month-old daughter, Promise, last November. The sentence was 5 years less than...
We need to keep our tax-fighting congressman, Gil Gutnick, working for us in Washington.
Paid for by Gutnick for Congress.
All right, now it's on to the weather forecast. Chilly and windy, mostly sunny and windy with a west wind 20 to 30 miles per hour. Gusting even higher than that this afternoon. Look for highs in the mid-50s. Then tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 50s. The extended forecast for Wednesday, a chance of rain showers, maybe even mixed with snow at times on Wednesday. Because we're only going to top out at around 40 degrees for Wednesday. Then Thursday, dry, lows in the upper 20s, highs in the mid-40s. And then Friday, dry and a little bit warmer. For Friday, low around 30, and highs, we'll say 47, 48 degrees. Right now, we have sunny skies, 55 degrees. The time is 1:13, and I'm Jeff McKinney, WCCO Radio News.
Minnesota's 830 WCCO, with the latest news, weather, and topics of the day. Now, here's your host, Tim Russell.
WCCO, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Mr. Russell's neighborhood.
Will you be his neighbor? Oh, it's a beautiful day
in the neighborhood. Ooh. Mr. Russell's neighborhood. Would you be there? Oh. Better tune in.
Oh, it's time to meet Tim Russell.
Thank you. It is a beautiful day, 55 degrees. Take a deep breath. Oh, it's a great fall air. Nice and crisp and sunny skies, and who could ask for anything more? 1:14, the glass is half full. That's how we like to think of things as we kick off a week. It's Monday. Thanks for joining us on the Tim Russell Show. We're very pleased to have with us a distinguished journalist, Mort Krim. No doubt you remember his radio series One Moment, Please, and no doubt you're enjoying his radio series Second Thoughts, which runs on hundreds of stations around the country. And he has condensed some of his thoughts into a book now, a collection of 100 essays reflecting his 35 years of covering the world as a network correspondent, as one of the top news anchors in the country, working in the Detroit market and in other markets around the country. And you might recall him as a permanent guest replacement for Paul Harvey when Paul would go on vacation from his radio show. Mort, thanks for... There you are. Mort, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Tim. Delighted to be with you.
Thank you very much. First of all, I'd like to get your thoughts on broadcast journalism today, broadcast news today.
Well, there are some people who think broadcast journalism is an oxymoron, but I happen to think that the people who are working in television, radio news today are as fine and have as much quality and a sense of ethics and a sense of... responsibility is any group that's ever entered the profession, and clearly something's out of whack, something's out of balance. And I guess there's enough responsibility, I don't like the word blame, but I guess there's enough responsibility to spread around. Some executives in broadcasting will tell you we're simply giving the public what they want with all of the sleaze and the emphasis on negative news, which is so terribly important in a democracy.
Mort Krim with us, and we'll be back with him in a moment to talk some more about Second Thoughts and maybe share some of those life lessons that can hold us in good stead. Our time right now, 121 at WCCO. Mark Krim's book, Second Thoughts, 100 upbeat messages for beat-up Americans. And in the Twin Cities, we're at 55 sunny skies, and our forecast calling for a high of about where we are through the rest of the day. At 121, this is the Tim Russell Show on WCCO.
Hi, I'm your blood. Listen, I'd love some Kyolic. It's good. In fact, a lot of researchers say that aged garlic extract helps lower cholesterol and blood pressure.
Come see a perfect wedding and have dinner with us also. Call 612-474-5951.
Tim Russell Show on CCO. Thanks for joining us at 124. Our guest, Mort Krim, the television radio journalist, has written the book called Second Thoughts, 100 Upbeat Messages for Beat-Up Americans from Health Communications Incorporated. Mort, thanks for staying with us.
My pleasure.
A lot of terrific anecdotes about people dealing with adversity and looking at things in an optimistic way. And one of those anecdotes involves a tune that we all know, the lyrics to now, the Battle Hymn of the Republic. But tell us that story and how you came upon that.
They could do something about it.
Mort Krim with us on WCCO, and I hope you can stay with us for a few minutes. We'll take a little break for some news and come back with you, if that's okay.
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Very good. Mort Krim's book, Second Thoughts, 100 Upbeat Messages for Beat-Up Americans. Rita Maloney, how beat up are we business-wise today?
Well, business-wise, I'm personally a little bit beat up, but otherwise we're not in too bad a shape. I can tell you right now the Dow is up 87 points. In an effort to boost business in Northern Ireland, country officials were in the Twin Cities today telling businesses why they should relocate a portion of their company to the Emerald Isle. The Dow at this hour is up about 90 points. More in an hour at 25 minutes past. I'm Rita Maloney. That's CCO Business.
The following is a paid political announcement. Art Herkinoff's been a public school teacher for 27 years and a DFLer all his life. But like many of us, Art's had enough of politician Bruce Vento's negative campaigns.
Paid for by Nowinski for Congress.
The South St. Paul class of 1950 is planning a big 50th reunion. That would be in the year? That's right, 2000. Many plans and important decisions have already been made to ensure a fun evening. There are, however, a handful of classmates that the organizers have not been able to track down. So if that's the case and you know somebody that perhaps is hiding away, Bob Notch, he was the person to call at 457-1114 from South St. Paul class of 1950.
Minnesotans turn to award-winning 830 WCCO for the latest breaking news. That's why you'll hear news at the top of every hour. There are lots of places you can get news, but none is immediate, none is portable, and none is local. When you want the latest news, you need accurate, reliable coverage. And you can't get a better team than CBS at WCCO. Day or night, hour after hour, award-winning WCCO radio news keeps you up to date.
WCCO Radio News, good afternoon. I'm Jeff McKinney. A St. Louis Park man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for the suffocation death of his 5-month-old daughter. John Jones, sentenced in the death last November of his 5-month-old daughter, Promise,
now gaining 93 points. That's market news on CCO.
Thanks for joining us at 136. Tim Russell here on WCCO with 55 degrees. Looking good. Sunshine out there. Politicians in New York and California have made the traditional World Series bets. And no doubt you know now the Yankees have won 2 in a row. Speaking of masters, we have master journalist Mort Krim with us. We were chatting last half hour. He has a new book out, Second Thoughts, 100 Upbeat Messages for Beat-Up Americans, and he's back with us again. Mort is heard all over the country with his radio series, Second Thoughts. Thanks for staying with us, Mort.
Oh, my pleasure, Tim.
I think at the top of the last half hour, I mentioned the glass is half full, and you actually write one of your essays on that very phrase. But I guess, how do you feel about that? The glass is half full, half empty.
Well, I think that that every day we make a choice. I remember one time when I was working at KYW in Philadelphia, and the old Mike Douglas afternoon talk show was produced in our studios. And so we'd have the monitor on, and Mike had this old gentleman on who he was beaming. He just looked so happy. And finally, Douglas says to him, he said, "You must have some incredible secret for your happiness." And the old man looked at him and he said, "Mike, it's as plain as the nose on your face." He said, "Every day I get up and I have a choice either to be happy or to not be happy, and I choose to be happy." Now, that sounds pretty basic. My pleasure.
Thanks again. 1:44 is our time. Mort Krim with us there on WCCO. Tim Russell Show. Our Twin Cities temperature with sunshine at 55 degrees.
Most people don't think about cottage cheese much.
The freshest place in the dairy case, Old Home.
But I deliver for Old Home.
800-321-2211.
WCCO. 1:47 now at WCCO. Sunday at 55 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the upper 20s or lower 30s. So we might get that first frost tonight in the metro. Mostly cloudy and high in the low 50s tomorrow. Thanks for joining us on a Monday. Tim Russell with you. Next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about animals, and we'll be joined by Linda Anderson, who's the editor of the Angel Animals newsletter. And speaking of positive stories, she has all sorts of positive anecdotes regarding how much animals have and pets have meant in people's lives. And we hope that you'll share some of yours with us next hour as well. She's got a fundraising event for an animal shelter in the Twin Cities, which is underfunded and underpublicized, and we'll try to do something about that next hour. On a related note, I noticed that in St. Paul, they're planning a hearing on the 28th of October at the City Council Chambers there in St. Paul regarding vicious dogs. They could receive the same kind of vigilance as sex offenders if tougher ordinances introduced at last week's St. Paul City Council get passed next month. 47 dogs last year, according to the St. Paul paper this morning, were considered dangerous. Jerry Blakey's a council member, along with Jay Beninoff, who introduced changes. "If they move these vicious dogs, we want to know," they say. "The community needs to have some sort of idea that they are there." And the changes by these two, the proposed changes, were spurred on by some incidents that took place in St. Paul last year in one Frogtown neighborhood. There was a woman in her backyard when she was attacked by her neighbor's dog and has some terrible injuries. And then during National Night Out in early August, a pit bull escaped from its yard and ran after folks who had gathered for a rally. What would you think of an ordinance like that that would let a community know if a vicious dog was moving into the community? It sounds cumbersome to enact, and that's one of the concerns Mayor Coleman has, evidently. He's trying to look at the budget for animal control. Bill Stevenson, St. Paul's animal control supervisor, said there is an increasing problem with dogs, especially particular breeds, some which have been bred for dog fighting. And they can tell sometimes when that's happening by seeing the training and the scars on the dogs themselves. Under the ordinance, the courts or a health officer could designate a dog as dangerous if the dog was unusually aggressive, causes body injury, disfigurement, or show signs of fighting with animals by having those kinds of fresh wounds or scarring. 989-9226 is our number, 1-800-327-8255 if you're listening to us out of the Twin Cities. And we'll be back with your thoughts on that in just a moment. 1:51 at WCCO.
Hi, it's Dave Workman, president of Audio King.
And Miller Chevrolet Geo, where nobody sells for less nobody. I-94 next to Maple Grove. Call 428-4151. Miller Chevrolet and Rogers.
WCCO. James St. James out with Moose later this afternoon, but hey, let's jump the gun here, shall we? Don Wick, I know you're into gossip here. Yeah, sure. Kate Winslet has found her Jack, the 23-year-old Titanic star, star of Titanic, I guess. She's engaged to 24-year-old Jim Thiepleton. He's an assistant director on her upcoming movie. Get the load of this title, Hideous Kinky.